You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, 3 days and counting to the start of the 2013 Browns regular season, kicking it off with the Miami Dolphins. That's Sunday, 1 o'clock. First Energy Stadium, be there. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on a Football Thursday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And join the Browns in PNC Bank for a fun-filled tailgate party in Westlake tomorrow. Yes, this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be live on site from 1 to 3 p.m. I'll be there. Fans can enjoy complimentary food and refreshments, giveaways, and more. You'll have a chance to visit with Chomps, and you get to meet Felix Wright, former Browns player. He'll be on site there to sign autographs, pose for pictures. Visit clevelandbrowns.com for more details, but we'll definitely love to see you out in Westlake. Nathan will be here in Berea, but the two of us will be communicating on the show. And
seamlessly.
And seamlessly, of course, to get you set up for Sunday's game. And we want to remind you, too, to tweet us at Browns_daily. Call us 216-578-0850. But I'm very happy to have with us right now Todd Schneider, and he is the Director of External Communications for First Energy. Todd, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and we want to talk about, of course, the excitement that there is over the fact that the stadium has a name, and it bears the name of your company, and just how cool is this? I know there have been a couple of preseason games, but how cool is this now to begin the regular season, the biggest crowd, of course, that the Browns will have starting this year with First Energy's name on the stadium?
We're really looking forward to it because it's really a historic moment, I guess, in Cleveland sports history.
Sure.
The first time the stadium has been named, and we're fortunate enough to have the First Energy name on it. There was a lot of hard work that went into making that happen. And, you know, Sunday will be the launch of the First Energy Stadium in an official game.
And there's a process to getting signage up there, and there's a lot that goes into it. Walk us through what it took, and I'm sure you got some interesting numbers to kind of discuss with us about what it takes to put new signage on a big stadium.
Sure, there was a design team out of New York that actually designed the signage. We looked at probably 25 different samples, artist renderings, and finally came down to two or three and made that decision. And then what's nice to know, too, is that sign was made locally in Cleveland by a company here that has been a long history of making signs in Cleveland. And it happens to be one of our First Energy customers, too. So we're really proud of that.
And when you go through those designs and look at all the options, give us a sense of what collectively what you were looking for. What are some of the criteria that a sign, besides just being noticed, I mean, what are some of the details of that?
Well, we were looking for something that had energy, a new type of signage on the Browns stadium, because it was really a big change for the Browns. New ownership, a new name on the stadium, and we wanted to reflect that positive energy. So we looked at all these different samples, and of course there's some that, you know, you go right away, that's not it. And you put that one aside, you narrow it down to two or three, take a look at it. And I think what we've selected really shows kind of a positive energy. It reflects the stadium design a little mm-hmm. bit, and of course it prominently displays the First Energy name.
And the partnership with the Browns, getting these naming rights, as you say, it's historic. I mean, the stadium and previous stadium here went for years with no names, and now it has a corporately sponsored name. Why the partnership with the Browns? Why was that so important for First Energy to do?
Well, we have other sponsorships with other sports teams in Cleveland. We had sponsorships with the Browns. You know, we were a gate sponsor for many years, and we wanted to really, you know, step up. There was new ownership, there was a new energy, and First Energy wanted to be part of that.
And the value of this, from your standpoint, it's basically every week the Browns, like 31 other National Football League teams, are on a national stage, more or less. I mean, it's the coverage, yeah, is regional on the network, but it still mm-hmm. covers, it hits a lot of folks, right, throughout and between what we do locally, regionally, and then via the web and everywhere else worldwide.
Well, what was really amazing to me is, and I'm a PR guy, so I pay attention to this type of stuff. I always have the TV on in my house. And it was amazing how the media made the switch from the Cleveland Browns Stadium to the First Energy Stadium so seamlessly. And it really pleased us that that transition happened so quickly and took place. And the amount of mentions we've got since we made the deal has just been tremendous. We're really happy with it.
Well, Todd, we are too. And we thank you so much for sharing some time with us and breaking that all down. And we just can't wait to the official start of the Browns' relationship with First Energy Stadium kicking off Sunday against the Dolphins. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. He is Todd Schneider, and he is Director of External Communications for First Energy. First Energy Stadium, the site of Sunday's kickoff between the Browns and the Dolphins, 1 p.m. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. We've got Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us next to break down further Sunday's game against the Dolphins right here on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.